Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough radio show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough radio show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. I am your host and purpose pusher, Carolyn Ritter Watson. So come on in, family. When the praises go up, the blessings truly come down. And God wants to bless you today. And today I want to talk to you about blocking your own blessings. Don't block the blessing with unforgiveness. Don't block your blessing with unforgiveness, part two. I did this once before. Well, I did this message several times because it's just so important that we understand how unforgiveness can really, you know, hold up our own blessings. You know, many of us are praying about breakthrough. We're praying for, you know, deliverance. We're praying for all of these things. You know, we're praying for our families, and we're wondering why our prayers are not getting through, and sometimes your prayer is not getting through because you're actually blocking your prayers with your behavior, and you're blocking your prayers with unforgiveness. And I think sometimes we don't think about that. We don't think about unforgiveness as being a blessing blocker because, you know, when people do us wrong, we just like, listen, I want revenge. You did me wrong, you know, and you know, you don't want to pray for that person. You don't want to, you want to pray against that person, you know, and I understand that we can get all in the flesh, but God requires that we forgive because he forgives us, right? And so good morning again, family. We are talking about forgiveness today and how we cannot hold up our blessings by, you know, harboring unforgiveness. Amen. And so you know how I like to do. I like to start off with praise and worship. And so I want you to right now just take a deep breath. Just breathe in as deeply as you can. And just when you breathe in, think about those people who you need to forgive, right? And then when you breathe out, you release that forgiveness. And so we're going to breathe in, and then we're going to think about those people who we need to forgive. And yes, they're people that have hurt you. And then you're going to breathe out and you're going to release that forgiveness today. Amen. So let's breathe. Let's breathe in, breathe in, breathe in as we go into our praise and worship segment. Here we go. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. You can do it. You can do it.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise him. Come on, you can praise him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. The very air we breathe, he gave it to us, we didn't buy it. Come on, tell us. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell us. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, it's, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here you just don't want him, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have him. Sing it to him again. And now I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him. Come on, tell him. I'm desperate for you, Jesus. If you're desperate for him, lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell them together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I. realize that you're nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in. Come on, he's given us the Ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis. He, oh, come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, sing it.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you just joined us, this is the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session. So come on in. Today we're going to talk about forgiveness and how unforgiveness can actually block our blessings. And those of you who follow me, I've done this message many times because I just think it's so important that we get the fact that, you know, we can actually block our blessings by living our life in bitterness towards people and you know, harboring all kinds of negative thoughts towards people. And it can block your blessings. It can stop, you know, your prayers from getting through, and we don't want that, right? None of us want that. We want to be free, amen, who the Son says free is free indeed. So we want to be free for real. You know, we want to walk this Christian life out for real. We want to live this thing out for real, and we have to start with forgiving people because Christ forgave us, right? You know, so if we're forgiven, then, you know, we have to extend the same grace. Right, and even though I know sometimes it's hard because people are a mess. People are very messy, and many of us, and I know myself, speaking for myself, I've been hurt deeply by people, but I had to just go ahead and forgive them, and let it go, and know I no longer hang out with those people. No, that doesn't mean that I associate with those people, but it does mean that I have released myself from being bitter and angry. When I hear their name or when I see them, you know, I can be cordial to them. I can walk up and say, good morning, so-and-so, or how are you today, and keep it moving, you know, as opposed to just getting stressed out and, you know, feeling all the stress in my neck and in my shoulders and, you know, feeling like I'm ready to have a stroke because I run into these people. You know, we have to let it go. We have to release that those emotions, right? We have to get our emotions in check. Right? Amen. So come on in. If you would like to call in and chime in, you can do so in our guest call-in number, which is area code 347-237-5083. That's 347-237-5083. We are talking about not blocking our blessings today. Don't block the blessing. Don't block the blessing with unforgiveness, right? And I don't even know if you're aware that unforgiveness it actually can cause a blockage in the spirit realm, right? And so I'm not sure if you know that. I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's true. And so what happens in the natural is a direct reflection of what first takes place in the spirit realm. And so if you do not forgive, you are blocking your blessings, and God, your Father, cannot forgive you. You know, let's go to the Word. Mark 11:26, it says, Mark 11:26 says, "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses," right? And then, of course, in Matthew 6:14, it says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you," right? And so that forgiveness is so important. And so unforgiveness actually chokes the life out of our spirit and soul, making us slaves of bitterness, making us slaves of resentment, slaves, you know, to anger and bitterness and resentment. And so we're carrying all this stuff around while the other person has moved on, right? But then you're stuck carrying all of this year in and year out, right? Some people, for decades, they're carrying all of this bitterness and resentment and anger towards someone who has hurt them. You have to release that today. And just say that out of your mouth right now. And I want you to declare and decree it released. Just release yourself. Say, "I declare and decree my release today. I declare and decree my release today." And so we're going to release those thoughts and those emotions today. Amen. And so, because I hear people say all the time that I will never forgive this person for what they've done to me, and they actually act like it's almost they wear it as a badge of honor of sort, you know, the fact that they're walking around all this time not forgiving someone, you know. And so while you are thinking you are hurting the other person, you are in fact hurting yourself. You're not hurting the other person by harboring unforgiveness. Usually you're not. Usually they have moved on. And so unforgiveness is like taking poison. I like to use that example. It's like taking poison and expecting the other person to die, right? It causes everything from depression and all types of other health issues, right, within us, not the other person, within us. And so statistics actually show that prolonged chronic stress can even cause some cancers, right? So this gets deeper. This is bigger than you can imagine when you think about holding on to the offense, when you think about harboring unforgiveness. You know, and so forgiveness in the Bible is one of the greatest blessings that God has given us, right? And one of the greatest blessings we can give to others, right? So God shows grace to us, and so we have to show grace to others. And it's difficult. I'm not saying it's easy, but it can be done. I'm a witness that it can be done. Amen. And if you want to live your life free, then you have to, you know, practice forgiveness, right? And so if we all lived by, if you can think about this for a second, if we all lived by the mantra of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, think about that for a moment. We would all be walking around blind with no teeth in our mouth, right? If we really applied that to our life, right? And so forgiveness is for us, not necessarily for the other person. Yes, it's nice if you could forgive the other person and now they feel better about themselves because you have forgiven. That's nice. But forgiveness, when we forgive, that's not why we're forgiving. We're forgiving because, first of all, God commands us to forgive. That's the first thing. And so forgiveness is for us, not necessarily for the other person. And so we must forgive others when they have done us wrong, just as Father God has forgiven us. And now you might ask, what is forgiveness and how do I forgive? Well, I want to help you out with that today, right? Forgiveness is the act of consciously deciding to let go of resentment and offense towards another person or entity who has harmed you in some way. You know, whether or not they're actually deserving of the forgiveness, that's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother story. So when we forgive, it's not about whether or not they deserve to be forgiven, right? Because that has nothing to do with it, right? And so forgiving could mean a longer lifespan for you. And I'm sure you never even thought about it like that. You're freeing yourself up to live the abundant life, right? And so let's start with the anger. So you're angry. You're angry with somebody. You're pissed off with somebody. And you cannot, you just feel like you can't let it go because they've offended you or they've hurt you in some way. They've done you wrong. You know, sometimes they've done you wrong over and over and over again, right? Sometimes people do us wrong, and sometimes people hurt us, set out to hurt us, and they really hurt us. And it goes deeper if it was a situation where you were abused in some way or all types of sexual abuse. It's those things, like, really develop all types of strongholds and soul ties and all kinds of issues that are life-lasting issues. But we have to figure out a way to forgive them and release that person so that we can live a productive life, right? And so when you're chronically angry, you're in a flight or a flight mode, right? If you can think about flight, like a flight taking off, right? So which can have effects on your blood pressure, your heart rate, according to John Hopkins research. Excuse me. According to John Hopkins research, you know, unforgiveness can really cause, and anger can actually cause a lot of chronic illnesses, right? And so not forgiving someone is associated with more anger and sadness. You know, this study shows that when people held on to a grudge, they held on to a grudge, somebody did something to them, and now they held on to this grudge or grudges, they had a higher physiological activity, and their, you know, their facial expressions, their facial muscles would tense up, and rapid heartbeat, high blood pressure, you know, compared to others who actually forgive. And so there are health benefits to forgiveness, just like there is sickness attached to unforgiveness. And so now, which do you choose today? Because it really is a choice. As difficult as it is, because I know it's difficult, you have to forgive. And I'm not saying that this is, you know, something that's going to be easy. I know it's going to be difficult. It's difficult to forgive people who have hurt you. It's difficult to forgive people who have offended you, right? And so betrayal and abuse hurts. I mean, let's keep it real. Betrayal and abuse hurts. I'm a witness to that. I've been betrayed I don't know how many times. I've been abused and misused. I've been hurt, but I had to learn how to forgive. And so both emotional and physically, betrayal and abuse hurts. And so, you know, it causes many of us to struggle, you know, and some of those things that you've gone through, some of those things that people have done to you or said to you or spoken over you have caused you lifelong pain. And I do get that. I understand that. But you have to get to a place where you forgive. And just say it out of your mouth right now. Say, I forgive. And what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to grab a pen and a piece of paper today and just write down the people that you need to forgive, right? And sometimes we need to forgive ourselves. Sometimes we're actually good at forgiving other people but not forgiving ourselves. So if that's you today, if you need to forgive yourself for some things that you've done or that you've said or you've offended somebody, forgive yourself and just open up your mouth and say, I forgive myself today. I forgive myself today. Release yourself today, right? And if it's somebody else that you need to forgive, then release yourself today. Forgive them. Amen. So think about that for a little bit while I go to a commercial break, and when I come back, we're going to continue. Amen. Forgiveness today. We are practicing forgiveness today. Amen. Amen.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing? I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone's Shop for a Cause. This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research, awareness, Women in Crisis, and youth-related nonprofits. Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services. Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter White.
All right, family, I am back. That's Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. That's the business that I run with my beautiful granddaughter, Layla. So check us out. Amen. Check us out. Today we're talking about forgiveness and unforgiveness, right? Forgiveness and unforgiveness. And so who do you need to forgive today? If it's yourself, forgive yourself. If it's someone else, forgive them, right? Forgive them. We have to let it go. We can't continue to live in the past, right? And so I was talking about anger before the commercial break. Let's start with the anger. You know, some of you are just angry. You're angry, right? And Scripture says in Ephesians 4:26, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Right? That means don't hold on to it, because if you hold on to it and you sleep on this thing night after night after night, that anger becomes bitterness. And, I mean, it could just mess up your whole life. It could ruin your whole life. And so we have to work on our anger, right? And anger causes us to, you know, act out. It causes us to act out, right? So we have to release that anger today. Say, I release my anger today. Some people have anger issues, right? But see, you weren't born with anger issues. No, you weren't born that way. You developed those issues over the years, and probably because people have done you wrong. People have used you and misused you. But you can free yourself from that today, right? Be free today. Be free today. And so when we forgive, we no longer try to personally get even or punish, right? So for the wrong that somebody has done to us, so somebody's done something wrong to you, and so you've been plotting and planning against them, when you forgive, you no longer try to personally get even. You allow God to fight your battles. Say, God will fight my battles, because God will fight your battles. He absolutely will. He will fight your battles. You know, for example, I had lots of reasons not to forgive people throughout my life. I'm telling you, I have. And those of you who have been following me for a long time, you know my story. For those of you who have read my book, Tears in a Bottle, it tells my story. I had to learn how to forgive. I had to learn how to forgive. Right? So that I can be free. Right? And so, I want to give you some more scriptures. Colossians 3:13, it says, bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. That's pretty plain. That's pretty simple, right? And so Matthew 18:21-22, then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brothers when he sins against me? The answer, up to 7 times? Mm-mm. Jesus answered, I tell you, not 7 times, but 77 times, right? That means we got to keep forgiving. How many times do you have to forgive? You just keep forgiving. Now, don't get it twisted, okay? That doesn't mean that you're going to say, okay, I'm going to keep forgiving you, and I'm going to keep allowing you to use me. I'm going to forgive you, and I'm going to keep allowing you to misuse me and abuse me. No, that's not what we're saying. No, we're going to forgive so that we can get on with our lives, so that we can live a productive, healthy life, right? So that we're not making ourselves sick physically, emotionally. That's what that means, right? And, of course, Matthew 6, 14 through 16, it says, "For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." So you don't want to block your blessings. That's blocking your own blessings. You're praying about some things. You're trying to get some breakthrough, and you're harboring this unforgiveness. And so that's actually blocking your prayers. You're blocking your own blessings. And so unforgiveness is a state. It's a state of mind. It is a state that keeps you bound, restricted, and can block you from your blessings, right? And so I want to touch on these points because I think these are some reasons why forgiveness is so difficult for most people. And so forgiveness does not mean, let's just first go here and get this straight. Let's just get this straight right here. Forgiveness does not mean we forget. So that doesn't mean that you've forgiven this person and so now you've forgotten about their offense. No, that's not what that means. You're going to still remember. You're going to still remember. However, you're going to not respond in the way that you used to respond once you forgive them. It's not going to affect you in the way where you're going to be damaging to yourself, to your self-respect, to your emotional health, to your physical health, right? And so forgiveness does not mean forget. So you're not going to forget. So I'm not saying forget because you're not going to forget. You're going to remember. But it's not about whether or not you remember. It's like, what are you doing with that memory, right? Are you trying to hold on to it, right? Are you rehearsing it over and over again in your mind? Are you wearing it as a badge of honor? Are you proud? Because sometimes I think people, hold on to, that stuff for so long. They almost wear it as a badge of honor. Well, you know what? No way I'm not going to forgive him. No way I'm not going to forgive her. And they actually seem to be pretty proud about it, you know? So, no, you're not going to forget, but you are going to forgive, right? So you're going to move on and live a productive, healthy life, right? And so then the next thing is forgiveness does not mean there are no consequences, right? Forgiveness does not mean that there are no consequences. There are always consequences. And so, but it's not for you to, try to plot and plan against people. That's not for you. God says vengeance is his. Let God handle it. Let him fight your battles for you, right? They're going to get theirs. Don't you worry about being the person that make them get theirs. God will handle it. He will work it out. I've seen it throughout my life. I've seen it. People have hurt me. People have said things against me. People who have done things to me. I didn't have to do anything. But because as time went on, I just saw how their lives turned out. And it wasn't well, right? So you don't have to worry about getting vengeance. Let God fight your battles for you, right? So forgiveness does not mean there are no consequences for the person that has hurt you, right? And so now if someone is abusing you, and I speak to, a lot of women who have experienced domestic abuse. In this case, you would not put yourself in harm's way. I'm going to say that again. You would not put yourself in harm's way, but you can take back your power through forgiveness. And so you're going to forgive the person so that you can release yourself, so that you can move on with your life, but you're not going to let that person back in your life so they can continue to abuse you. Absolutely not. You don't do that. You don't put yourself in harm's way. No, we don't do that. Right? Amen? And so then, family, guess what we have to do also? We have to pray for those who have hurt us. Now, I know that's hard for many people. They're like, pray for them. Are you kidding me right now? Yes, you have to pray for them. We have to pray for our enemies. That's what the word says. We have to pray for our enemies. Right? We're not going to block our blessings today. We're going to move on. We're going to release ourselves from all this bitterness and anger. We're going to let that stuff go today so that we can live a productive, healthy life, right? Amen? And so what I want to do right now, I want to just declare some things over you. okay? I just want to declare some things over you. So I declare and decree today that we will all have a forgiving heart, Lord God, and we will release ourselves from the unforgiveness that we have been holding on to for so long, Lord God. And so, Father God, help us to release ourselves today, Lord. Lord God, we declare and we decree that right now, that, you know, we will no longer allow unforgiveness to consume our lives and block our blessings. We're letting it go today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're letting it go today, in the name of Jesus. I want you to say that one right now. Say, I'm letting it go right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And finally, I pray that, you know, you were encouraged by this message and will not block your blessings by holding grudges. Father God, I pray for unforgiveness today, Lord God. Lord, give us a heart to forgive those who have hurt us, Lord God. Give us a heart to forgive, Lord God. Hallelujah. Help us to release ourselves from the stress of holding on to anger and holding on to bitterness. Hallelujah, Lord. So we release it now in Jesus' name. We give it to you, Lord. We lay it, our burdens at your feet today, Lord God. Lord God, heal us from the inside out. Mend our broken hearts today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Take care of our emotions today, Lord God, our minds, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we will forgive. We will no longer block our blessings in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And finally, family, I speak a third John blessing over you. I pray above all things that you will prosper, that you will be in health, even as your soul prospers in Jesus' name. Amen. And so in order for you to receive that third John blessing, you're going to have to forgive. In order for you to receive health, in order for you to prosper in your health, amen, in order for your soul to prosper, you're going to have to release that spirit of unforgiveness. You're going to have to release it and let it go so that you can move on with your life, amen. God bless you, family. I pray that you were encouraged by this message today. Be encouraged, not discouraged, amen. God loves you so much, and he wants you to forgive, because guess what? He has forgiven you. He has forgiven you. And I just want to play a song for you and to encourage you, right? Because God has his hand on you. Here we go.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now, and it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands. says it does. He said he'll see you through. And when you cry, he's holding you. So just lift your head up high, for he will. He will provide. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-White.
All right, family. All right, I am back, and I just really pray that, you know, you were blessed by the show today. Don't block the blessings with unforgiveness. Don't block your blessings with unforgiveness, by harboring unforgiveness. Amen. You know, because many times those people are long gone, you know, reaping all kind of havoc in other people's lives, and you're still holding on to what they said to you and what they did to you. You have to let it go, and I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but you know what? God is a deliverer. He can deliver you from all of those thoughts and those feelings and that heart that needs to be softened, because many of us are, you know, we have a hardened heart because we've been through so much. God can soften your heart today, and I just pray that God will soften your heart today and give you the strength that you need to forgive. And just say that. Say, God, soften my heart today. Soften my heart today and give me the strength to forgive. And family, just know how important this is. This is so important because that unforgiveness actually spills over into every area of your life, because it does cause bitterness and anger, and that stuff just spills into different areas of your life, and you don't want that. You don't want that. And then you don't want to block your blessings by not forgiving, because you don't want to block your prayers, right? So remember Mark and Matthew, Mark 11:26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. And then Matthew 6:14, it says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. And I'm just going to leave you on that note today. You know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. And so be encouraged today, not discouraged. Don't forget to join me on Facebook in my private group. I used to say for ladies only, but, you know, men are welcome too, because you know what? You need support as well. Amen. So join us. It's a private group, but it's not exclusive. And so join us where we pray and lift each other up in prayer. You know, we stand in the gap for each other. And we're there for you. Amen. So here we go with Howard Hewitt. I'll see you next week. You have a blessed and marvelous week. God bless.
Second time around, but before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. love.